This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says security forces showed up at his wife's Caracas apartment Thursday in an effort to intimidate him. Guaido said that agents from a feared police unit arrived at his apartment Thursday asking for his wife, Fabiana. He called on those involved to think of their own families.
A todos los funcionarios.
He said to all functionaries, think of your families. Think about the code of honor, or what we say in Venezuela, what it means to be a man in Venezuela. Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, declared himself interim president last week after the assembly said that embattled President Nicolas Maduro's re-election last May was illegitimate. The United States government has recognized Guaido as interim leader. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed optimism on reaching a large trade deal with China. Speaking at the White House, the president said he is confident of reaching what he called a very big deal with China that will benefit the United States.
I want to do real things, like the deal with China. I want it to be a real deal. I could do a deal with China where people would say, isn't that wonderful? It's not wonderful. I have to do the real deal. We have to open up China. We're open to them. They have to be open to us.
The president is scheduled to meet with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He at the White House Thursday. Liu is China's chief trade negotiator and met Wednesday with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and others. The discussion focused on Washington's longstanding complaints that Beijing forces U.S. companies to transfer technology to Chinese firms and that it limits access to China's vast market. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.